From Tidbits on November 19th, 2007, this is the audio version of Hot Topics in Tidbits Talk, written by Jeff Carlson. Hosting on .Mac. Apple's online service now offers domain hosting, but only if used in conjunction with iWeb08. Spotlight strikes back. In Leopard, it works great. Readers react to the changes in Spotlight under Leopard, including much better search criteria, a built-in calculator, and searching network volumes. Phone message software recommendation, please. A number of suggestions are made for software that will easily accept transcribed phone messages. iPhone provides a light. Your iPhone or other LCD-equipped piece of electronics, including an old PowerBook, can also serve as an impromptu flashlight. Leopard, stopping buffer overflows. The latest version of macOS 10 includes security improvements, but is our interconnectedness increasing vulnerability? Leopard Firewall takes one step forward, three steps back. Early problems with Skype and the Leopard Firewall point to other problems with Skype's implementation. Office 2004 printing problem, Intel Mac. Several users are seeing problems when printing from Office 2004 under Leopard. Grumbling about pages in iWeb. You can use sources other than iPhoto for accessing photos in iWork, but the solution isn't necessarily obvious. MacBook Pro screen smear. A mark that appeared to be a finger smear is oddly persistent. Perhaps the solution is melamine foam. Bento. Readers react to Jeff Porton's article about FileMaker's Bento preview. Leopard file sharing. When our children comb our electronic discussions, they will marvel at our capabilities to remember dates such as November 19, 1997, in honor of the release of LaserWriter 8.5.1, or the oldest version of the Mac system that can still network with the newest version. BBEdit 8.7.1 adds features, fixes, bugs, saves data. Adam's note about dealing with a large BBEdit backups folder inspires others to share their solutions for keeping folders at manageable sizes. Running Adobe products in Leopard. Adobe has posted a FAQ about what to expect when running its software under Leopard. Recent iMacs. Sporadic problems with new iMacs may be solved by a recent firmware update. OS 10 on generic PC hardware. Some hackers have been able to run macOS 10 on generic PC hardware. Should Apple be worried? Is it really usable? The full text of this article is available in this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, follow links, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for participating in Tidbits Talk.